We take you now to Lorelei Kinnean.
I'm under the Burled Arch in Nome and Dallas CV. I see his dogs and his headlamp passing the post office at this point. Dallas CV, 25 years old. Moved to Seward when he was 5 years old. He's a third generation musher. Of course, I'm standing right next to his grandfather, Dan Seavey, who ran the race in 1973. One of the pioneers of the race. And of course, his father, Mitch, is the 2004 champion and the 2013 champion of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Dallas was last year's champion of the race. He won that race in 9 days, 4 hours, 29 minutes, and 29 seconds. He has four top 10 finishes, now five top 10 finishes. He won the Most Improved Musher Award back in 2009, when he improved from a 41 finish to a top 10 number 6 finish. Ever since 2009, he has placed in the top 10, and today he finishes in fourth place once again. Dallas Seavey enters the chute with his team, as he does all throughout the trail. He is ski poling with one ski, and kicking is a trademark of his. You will see him doing this all along the trail in the 1,000 mile race. Dallas Seavey, fourth finisher in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race.
Right behind me. Should be. All right.
And now he goes to his dogs and congratulates them on their finish. He's getting some hugs from friends and family who are here to greet him. And his father, Mitch Seavey, the champion of the race, is also here to greet him, along with his brother. He's now with his leaders, sitting with his leaders, congratulating them, having a moment with his lead dogs who've done so much for him. Bib number 19, Dallas TV, is a fourth place finisher in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race.
Grandfather,
I'm assuming, but did he get it?
Who? Your dad?
Yeah.
Of course he got it.
All right, all right. I just had to get confirmation there. Congratulations.
A hug from his mom.
Yeah. Not bad considering, huh, big guy? Not bad.
What's his name, Dallas?
This is Diesel, and this is Beetle, and these two got stuck with about 9/10 of the leading this trip because we had to leave a couple of the best dogs behind right last minute, so these two really stepped up. Huh, big guy? Huh, Beetle? Is that fun? Yeah.
A hug from his brother Conway. And he now goes to his sled bag to make this fourth place finish official. He gets a greeting from race marshal Mark Nordman.
His equipment, whenever you're ready.
Whenever you are.
Yeah. We're ready right now.
Okay.
Okay, right now we're checking all the equipment.
Got a cooker.
I see a cooker.
Booties.
Booties. Snowshoes.
Axe.
Sleeping bag. Sleeping bag.
Okay, trail mail.
Trail mail. And vet book. I think Stu wants that right over there. And I think we need about one more thing.
Is the axe?
That's the signature.
The hand axe.
It is right there.
Axe is in there, yeah.
Okay. All right. Can we get your signature, please?
Yeah, can I do that?
Signature was required. He had all the necessary equipment, and he made it here in 9 days, 10 hours, 20 minutes, and
51 seconds.
Congratulations and welcome to Nome again.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Dallas, and welcome.
Dallas. Did you have this planned, switching with your dad so you win each other year?
Not planned, but I'll take it. if it's not me here, I can't think of anybody better than my dad. Pretty proud of him on this trip. You know, he put together a game plan and executed it well and freaking won the Iditarod, so that's just awesome. I'm pretty proud of him, and this is very cool. 2 years in a row.
Right.
You know, and but as far as switching back and forth, I can guarantee you that I'm not going to let him have next year so easy, so we'll try to switch back and forth.
You were letting the old man have the opportunity? That's what my son told me.
Heck no. I did everything I could to get here fast, and he got here faster.
Did you have any problems along the trail?
I ended up leaving out three of my best leaders right off the bat. So by the time I was in Finger Lake, I was down three of my best leaders and just 14 dogs in the team. So it changed the game plan. We now had a puppy team with a couple old chaperones instead of a returning championship team. So we focused on rebuilding the team, putting them back together, having a good race. And my goal was to be in a position and with a team that we had the opportunity to race at the end if everybody was doing well. So I feel like we got that opportunity.
Did real well at it, too. Did you have any trouble with, I heard some dogs were getting sick along the trail.
You know, we were pretty careful to try to avoid that stuff as much as possible. One of the best defenses for sickness is keeping just a little bit better or more rest in the team. So I did start to see signs of it in two of my dogs. And so we kind of cut back a little bit, gave them the extra rest, and gave them a chance to get over it before it became an epidemic in the whole team. So I feel like we kind of dodged a bullet there, but no serious sickness problems.
Dallas, this is your fifth top 10 finish, which is pretty remarkable. Talk about the run. Talk about the race overall. You did well.
Yeah, I mean, this was a good run. My goal, I mean, my wife and I still have a very young kennel. We've only had our own dogs, but I guess this is the fifth Iditarod now that we've been sporting our own team. And, you know, you're not going to win every one. We're very thankful and fortunate for the wins we do get, but in the meantime, consistency is our goal. We're going to try to be top five, top 10 every single year. And if you come in top five again and again and again, you're going to get the wins. You're going to have those windows. You're going to have those good races. And when it's not your race, land a solid finish and learn from it and come back better prepared with a better team for the next year.
And that's your plan, knowing that you did rebuild this team this year. Next year, I'm sure your sights are pretty high.
This is really a changing of the guards in my team. This is the first year that dogs that were born in our kennel are actually competing in my team. Last year, the team was entirely comprised of dogs we bought from one place or another. So we really have kind of a gap where all the dogs we bought are retiring, and we're having to replace them all with young dogs. So I feel like in 2 years, we'll be having a really solid team of young dogs that were from our gang. So, yeah, we're...
Talk about your dad's championship and what that means to the CB family.
Well, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we've spent forever, especially my dad, trying to win the Iditarod. And then he got the first one, and it was, you know, pretty neat to realize it could actually be done. It was possible. But then now we spent the next couple of years basically shooting for number two, and it's been elusive. So finally getting it, that's awesome for the family, but more importantly for him. You know, we race for the family and everything, but when you're on the trail, you've got to push yourself to the limit. You've got to do it for yourself and understand that you have a huge family and a lot of support and a huge kennel backing you. So the best way to really appreciate and respect their support is by doing everything you can. So it's got to be an individual thing, though.
Yeah. Well, congratulations and welcome to Nome.
Thank you.
Dallas CV into Nome in fourth place for the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Again, this is his fifth top 10 finish. His second fourth place finish, and of course he is the champion. He was the champion of the 2012 race. Again, Dallas Seavey in fourth position in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Reporting from under the Burled Arch in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.